It's so good to see everyone. I missed you. Na-miss ko kayo. Na-miss ko yung hugom it kalibo. So when I went down from the airplane, I smelled the air in kalibo. Wala nang ibang amoy compared to amoy of kalibo. Today, we are going to talk about one of my favorite gospel story. I have three favorite gospel story, which I like so much. And every time I get lost, every time I am down and out, I go back to this three story in the Bible, and it gives direction. It lifts me up. The first is the prodigal son. I always go back to the story of that prodigal son. The second is yung gospel natin nung Sunday, the woman at the well. And the third is this one, when Jesus heals a man born blind. And we're going to talk about this. Miracles begin to happen when we listen to God. Pag nakinig tayo sa Diyos, you have to expect there will be a miracle that will happen in your life. The story in our gospel today is about a man. All his life, he had not seen the light because nung pinanganak pa lang siya, when he was born, he was already born blind. Kung sa mga doktor yan, congenital yung blindness niya. Hindi dahil sa sakit, hindi dahil sa aksidente, talaga nung pinanganak siya, congenital na, inborn. And he never saw anything in his life. So every day, he would go out and yung routine niya, because he cannot find work, every day he had to beg. Yun ang buhay niya. Yun ang sirkumstansya ng buhay niya. And sometimes we are like that. We are caught up in a life, a circumstance in our life, na sa tingin natin hindi na magbabago. May mga taong magulo ang pamilya at iniisip nila hindi na talaga magkakaroon ng peace ang pamilya namin kasi nasanay na magulo ang pamilya. There are people who live in poverty and they have just gotten used to it. Nasanay na lang sila sa kahirapan. May mga taong nabubuhay na malungkot ang buhay at nasanay na rin sa kalungkutan ng buhay. Hindi naman magbabago yan. Ganito din tong tao na to. He was born blind and from birth. And from the time nagkaroon siya ng isip, yun na yung buhay niya. He lived in darkness. And the only thing that could support him was other people. He was dependent on other people. Then one day, something happened in his life. Jesus passed by the road and saw him. Hindi aksidente yon. I don't believe it's random. Kasi when God encounters you, ginahungod gitana na ron. Hindi yan aksidente. Because even before you found God, God already found you. Amen? Amen. And God already knows the details of your problems. Alam niya na yung detalye ng problema mo. Alam niya na yung sirkumstansya ng buhay mo. And He already knows what is best for you. And He already has in His heart your best interests. Alam niya na rin yung gagawin niya. And so, Jesus passed by this man who for all his life was begging and could not see. Then when Jesus encountered him, something happened. The Lord had mercy on him. Ganon naman ang Diyos pag nakatingin sa atin, palaging naaawa sa atin. Why? Because we make mistakes, we sin every day. And sometimes, we think in our mind that when God sees us, galit ang Diyos sa atin because of the mistakes we have done, because of the failures we have done. But God God doesn't see us that way. In spite of our weaknesses, in spite of our sins, He looked at us with mercy and compassion. And so He encountered this man. At ang nakita dito ng Diyos is yung awa niya sa taong ito. And He wanted to change the situation of this man. So Jesus spat on the ground. Kumuha siya ng lupa. Dinuraan niya yung lupa. And out of that mud, He made some clay. Then He placed it on the man's eyes. Kaya maraming gumagayan yan. No? May nakausap ako isang pare. Nag-anoint daw siya one time for healing. Nakalimutan niya yung oil niya. Wala siyang dalang healing oil. So sabi ko sa kanya, anong ginawa mo? Dinuraan ko na lang. Laway ang ginamit ko. Kasi si Jesus yun din ang ginawa. Sabi ko, buti na lang hindi ka nasuntok ng tao. Okay? Yung laway natin walang bisa. Ang laway ni Jesus meron. You know, the rabbis, the Jewish rabbis, they believe the Messiah, kahit laway niya, has the ability to heal us. They believe that. And true enough, it was confirmed in Christ because when He spat on the dirt, He made a clay out of it and put it in the man's eyes. Then ang sabi niya, itong pinaka-importante sa lahat, hindi lang yung laway, hindi lang yung mud, but Jesus said, go to the pool of Siloam, wash yourself, and wash yourself. So sabi dito ng tao, when he was asked, anong ginawa mo, bakit nakakita ka na? Sabi niya, this man Jesus told me to go and wash. So I went and I washed, then I received my sight. Ganun lang kasimple. Every time we listen to God, every time we hear God, a miracle happens in our lives. Now, hindi lahat ng milagro spectacular at dramatic, pero meron talagang nangyayari sa buhay natin kung nakikinig tayo sa Diyos. And listening is not just hearing what He's saying, but it's also hearing and doing at the same time. Sabi ng Diyos sa kanya, you go and wash. Tingnan mo yung ginawa niya. Sabi niya, I went and wash. Nothing more, nothing less than what Jesus said. Hindi niya dinagdagan, hindi niya binawasan yung sinabi ng Diyos. The instruction was just go and you wash yourself. And that's what he did. Simple instruction, but great obedience. He washed, he went, he washed, and he came back seeing already. Ganon din sa buhay natin. How many of you need a miracle to happen in your life? Yeah. There are things in my life right now that I cannot do anything about it. May mga bagay sa buhay ko na talagang walang-wala na, wala akong magawa. May mga problema akong hinaharap, wala nang solusyon. But all I can do now is listen to God. That's why the season of Lent is a time for us to settle down, to be still, to take time, to make time, and to make space for you to be able to hear God. Pwede niyong gawin yan habang nagda-drive kayo, which I love to do. I listen to God when I'm driving. That's why I'm silent. And sometimes God speaks to me when I drive. I listen. You listen and you do what He tells you to do. Amen? And you are bound to have a miracle happen in your life. But there is something more about the man seeing yung miracle na yan. Because when God does something in your life, He can even do something more than what you ask for. Amen? Ito lang yung hinihingi mo sa Diyos. Sinasabi mo, okay na to Lord, ganito lang. Pero ang ibibigay ng Diyos sa'yo, ganito. Amen? God can do more than we can ask or imagine in our mind. Okay? And so, yung physical healing na nangyari, that man, that was a great miracle. Sabi nga ng tao na yon, sabi niya, wala pa akong narinig na merong gumaling sa isang bulag na pinanganak na bulag kaagad. I know of people who got healed. They became blind. Na-aksidente sila, nabulag. But, you know, through surgery, gumaling. But a man born blind, congenital, pinanganak kaagad, wala ng eyesight. That's very rare. It's not something that you see every day. It's a great miracle. But that is nothing compared to what Jesus did for this man some more. May dinagdag ang Diyos sa kanya. And this is something that I would like us to understand. There are miracles that you ask for and they will happen in your life. But more than that, more than the miracles na hiningi mo, God would add something more to you. Anong nangyari? This man who received his sight did not only receive his physical sight, but he received the ability to see what God can also see. Kung hindi natin nakikita kung anong nakikita ng Diyos, anong kwenta ng mata natin? If we cannot see what God can see, then what good is our eyes? Yung makikita mo lang yung gusto mong makita? Makikita mo lang yung nandyan sa harapan mo? But God would like us to see beyond the things that are around us. He wants us to see certain things which our eyes alone could not see. God wants us to see what He can see. Amen? Would that be nice? Would that be great? Yeah, I'm thankful to God that I can see you. Nakikita ko kayo. You know? I'm happy that I can see the paintings around. When last week I was in Mindanao, it was always my dream to drive, no? Magda-drive, land trip from Hingoog City going to Davao because there are beautiful landscapes there. Via Bukidnon, palagi ko nang naririnig yan. Pagdating mo sa bundok, makikita mo yung clouds nasa baba. And I was able to fulfill that dream, you know? I drove up there early in the morning, 4 o'clock. We left Cagayan and you know, umakyat kami sa bundok and I saw so many things which I have not seen before. I'm so thankful to God that I can see beautiful landscapes. But more than that, I am so grateful that I can see not only those things, but I can also see what God can see. I can see the beauty of God's glory in the face of Christ and in the face of my brothers and sisters. Amen? Yun ang importante. This man, when he received his sight, you know, in-imagine ko lang siya for the first time in his life, nakakakita na siya. And there are so many things that we take for granted dahil palagi naman natin nakikita. But siya, you know, first time he can see his hands, he can see the people around him. Pero nung tinanong siya, sabi niya, sino nagpagaling sa'yo? Sabi niya, a man named Jesus. Yun lang yung alam niya. a man named Jesus. That's all. And so everybody was intrigued. The Pharisees were intrigued. Bakit nakakita na siya? And you know, they were so angry because he was healed on a Sabbath day. Okay? And so they questioned him. And they tried to criticize the man who healed him. Sabi nila, he's a sinner. He's no good. He's not from God. He's a sinner. And this man said, no, he is a prophet because no one can heal a man born blind if he is not from God. Therefore, he must be a prophet. So nakita nyo, ha? He calls Jesus a man first. Then later on, he said, he is a prophet. Then finally, they kick him out of their fellowship. Pinalabas na siya. And he went out of the fellowship. And Jesus looked for him. And Jesus, for the first time, introduced himself to him. At anong tawag niya kay Jesus? When he finally met and he finally saw Christ, sabi niya, my Lord. Do you see the progression? Unang tawag niya, man, then prophet, then my Lord. Last Sunday, the woman at the well, ganun din, di ba? Jew. Sabi niya, you're a Jew. Tapos, as they continue to encounter Christ, sabi niya, sir. Pagkatapos, kwentuhan pa rin sila ni Lord, sabi niya, prophet. Then finally, sabi niya, the Messiah. The ability to see God in your life and to see the things that God can see is the most important miracle of all. Yun ang pinaka-importante milagro. And we need that miracle. We need the ability to see God and to see what He can see. And this is the work of God in our life. To open up our eyes, not just our physical eyes, but our spiritual eyes. That we can recognize God every day in our life, in our problems, in all the things that we are facing in life. Pag nakikita natin ang Diyos sa gitna ng mga problema natin, there's no need for us to worry. No need for us to be afraid. Because God is always there and you can see Him. The problem with the Pharisees and the people around that man was that they can see with their physical eyes, but they cannot see with their spiritual eyes. They were blind spiritually. The man who was physically blind was able to see spiritually who Christ is. Really is. In the season of Lent, I pray that our eyes, not just our physical eyes would be open, but our spiritual eyes as well would be open. The opening of the eyes allowed the light to come in. Pag pumasok kasi yung light sa mata natin, that's the time we're able to see. Blind people cannot see because their eyes will not permit the light to come in. Sarado yung mata nila sa ilaw, and so they cannot see. And it's the same thing with our spiritual eyes. We cannot see what God can see. We cannot see God at work in our life because we don't allow His light to shine through our spiritual eyes. Anong ilaw ang kailangan pumasok? Anong ilaw ang kailangan pumasok sa mga spiritual eyes natin so that we can see what God can see? Number one, the light of truth, yung katotohanan. The Pharisees cannot see Jesus as the Son of God because they refuse the truth. They cannot accept the truth. And so they cannot see Christ as God. Yan ang problema. That's why in the church, one of the problems that we have is that we quickly judge people. Hindi pa nga nagsasalita, hindi mo pa nga nakilala, you already dislike certain people. Anong tawag natin dyan? Yung may tao ba na hindi mo pa nakakausap, hindi mo nga kilala, ayaw mo na. What do we call that? Prejudice. We prejudge the person already. Okay, and we don't like. And it's happening in our community sometimes. You know, we judge people. Ah, ano yan? Ah, ganito yan. Eh, maingay yan. We judge people. We don't like people because we already judge them. Ganon din yung nangyari. When Jesus met the blind man, sino may kasalanan? Bakit bulag yan? Yung tatay ba niya? Yung nanay niya? O siya? You know, we judge people. We judge people by what they did. We judge people by the color of their skin. We judge people by what they know. Kung nakapagtapos ba yan ng kolehiyo? Okay? Uy, professional yan. No, we judge people. God is not like that. God does not judge us based on what can be seen in our lives. No. Our first reading today, sabi dito sa first reading natin, when Samuel was tasked by God to choose a new king, to anoint a new king, sabi niya, it will be the one of the sons of Jesse. So tinawag niya lahat ng mga anak ni Jesse. When he saw Eliab, nung nakita niya na si Eliab, the eldest, matangkad, guwapo, sabi niya, eto yung anointed ni Lord. Based on what he can see, because he was so handsome, he was tall, he was, you know, solid yung stature niya. And so Samuel, when he looked at Eliab, sabi niya, this is God's chosen king. And God said, no. Not that one, hindi yan. He may be strong, you may see him as strong and everything, but I already refused him. And sabi niya, because man, you look out the outward appearance. Tinitingnan mo lang yung outward appearance. But not God. When God looks at us, He looks at our hearts. Amen? And He would choose based on what He can see. You know? It's funny because I come to this church and I realize there are very intelligent people here. Nakita ko sa simbahang ito, maraming taong matatalino dito. And one of the things that prevented me, sabi ko, ayoko maging bishop sa simbahan na to. Because there's so many intelligent people. Your bishop is not intelligent. I am not intelligent. But why did God choose me? Probably because He wants to use the foolish things of the world. You know, He wants to use me. There must be something in my heart which God saw, which I cannot see. May nakita siya sa puso ko that why would He choose me? Unworthy as I am. God does not look out the outward appearance. He looks at the heart. So ganun din. We don't judge people based on how they look, based on how much money they make. We don't judge people based on kung wala silang pera, you know. We treat people by the way we judge them. We should not do that. Kaya sinabi ng mga tao, kaninong kasalanan, bakit bulag yan? Sa tatay niya, sa nanay niya, o siya mismo? And you know what Jesus said? It's neither both. The parents or the son, that this man is born blind. This man is blind, born blind because of what God is going to do in his life. God could have given him sight in the womb, but he did not. God gave him sight when he came out of the womb. Doon siya binigyan. Why? That's God. Amen? Amen? May plano ang Diyos. And the people cannot see because they are so prejudiced. We look at people and judge people. That's why we cannot see as God sees the truth that is in every one of us. Hindi natin nakikita. That's why we don't judge each other, because the truth is we are all sinners. Why judge one another? Lahat naman tayo makasalanan. We have no right to judge our brother. We have no right to judge one another because we are all sinners. That's the truth. And when we refuse to see the truth in us, ayaw natin tingnan yung katotohanan na yan na makasalanan tayo, then we will judge people. We become judgmental on others. Oh, ito, ganun yan. Ito, ano yan. Because you don't see the truth. The truth of who you are. Makasalanan ka rin. Pag hindi mo tinanggap yan, you will be judging others as well. So that's number one. Our pride does not allow us to see the truth in ourselves and in the lives of others. Another truth that we need to see, another truth, and this is something very important. Do you know that God accepts you as you are? Do you know that? He accepts each and every one of us as we are. Why can we not accept our brother as he is? Kasi hindi natin nakikita ang katotohanan eh. Ang katotohanan, yung tao na yan, kahit na pangit ang ugali niyan, tanggap ng Diyos yan. Tanggap siya ng Diyos. Kaya may mga tao, pag nabibless sila, imbis na matuwa tayo, nalulungkot tayo dahil blessed sila. We don't think they deserve the blessing. Pangit ang ugali niyan, blessed pa. We get angry. We get jealous. Because we cannot see the truth in the life of that person. That person is someone God accepts. Hindi mo rin kasi nakikita sa sarili mo na kahit gaano kasama tayo, tanggap rin tayo ng Diyos. That's why if we can allow the truth, if we can open our eyes to the truth and begin to see the truth in our lives, then we will be able to accept one another. Amen? That's one, the light of the truth. It takes humility for us to accept the truth. The Pharisees cannot see the truth. Nasa harap nila ang Diyos, but they hide in their religion. It's a Sabbath day. He should not heal on a Sabbath day. Diyos na yan sa harap nyo. And they cannot see Him. Because they were too proud and they hide in their religion. Minsan ganun din tayo. Sobrang yabang natin. Tumatago lang tayo sa relihiyon natin. You know? Second thing, we should allow the light of love to shine in our hearts. The light of God's love. Love illumines our soul. When we see how much God loves us, what happens is that we begin to love others as well. In the same way God loved you, you will love others. That's why sabi niya, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. That's the first and the great commandment. Love God with all your heart. Then, love your neighbor as you love yourself. We also have to see in your life allow the light of His love. Love is something that God bestows on you. God loves each and every one of His children. Can you face your neighbor, remind your neighbor beside you, God loves you so much. Yeah. You know, if you love God, ito ha, look at this. If you love God and God loves that person, you know what happens? Sa sobrang laki ng pagmamahal ko sa Diyos, I will also begin to love the person that God loves. Do you know that? Do you know that? And the reason why we don't love so much each other is because we don't love God so much. Why don't we love God so much? Because we don't see that God loves us. Bakit hindi mo mahal ang Diyos? Kasi hindi mo nakikita hanggang ngayon, mahal na mahal ka ng Diyos. We can't even look beyond our sins. Sino ba sa inyo dito nagkakasala araw-araw? Mabuti pa yung iba, hindi talaga. Every day we sin. Right? Every day we sin. I sin every day. Every day in my life. It's because we are sinners. Ganun talaga tayo. Pero ito yung huwag kalimutan. In spite of the sins that we commit every day, God still loves you. That's the truth. Amen? May mga anak tayo, mga parents dito, di ba? Minsan yung mga anak natin pasaway. Minsan naiinis ka na, nagagalit ka na, pasaway yung mga bata. But do you stop loving them? Ha? Huh? Do you stop loving your children? No, you don't stop loving them. Naiinis ka lang minsan, no? Nagagalit ka, pasawa yung mga bata. But you don't stop loving them. How much more our Father in heaven? He loves each and every one of us. He loves us so much that in spite of our sins and our mistakes, you know, you have to see beyond your sins and mistake. Every day you have to see, yes, I have sinned. I have done wrong. But I have to realize my Father still loves me. God will never hate you. God will never hate you. He doesn't hate anyone. And that is the light of His love. When you begin to see in your life how much God loves you and you open your heart to His love every day, the more you see how much God loves you, the more you will learn to love Him. It's so difficult na hindi mo mamahalin ang Diyos pag alam mong mahal na mahal ka niya. Mahirap. Mahirap pigilin ang sarili mo na mahalin ang Diyos kung alam mong mahal na mahal ka ng Diyos. That's why when we are having problem loving God, don't worry, just open your heart to Him and allow God to love you more each day. That is my prayer every day. Lord, show me how much You love me. I want to see. For what purpose? So that I can also love You in the same way You love me. Because I want to love God more and more in my life. And the more you love God in your life, the more you will love your neighbor. Kasi alam mo mahal ng Diyos yan. Alam mo mahal ng Diyos yung tao na yan. Kahit galit ako sa taong yan, at alam kong mahal ng Diyos yan, I will also love that person because I know God loves him. And that's the love of God that comes to us. I will end with this scripture in 1 John, the second chapter. And I will end. Masyadong mahaba na. 1 John 2, verse 9. I will end with this. I will read from verse 9 through 11. He who says he is in the light and hates his brother is in darkness until now. Now listen carefully. How many of you here are Christians? Lima na lang ang Kristiyano ngayon. Okay. O sige, ulitin ko. Ilan sa inyo dito ang born again? Ha? Bakit nagtatago kayo? Diba? Para kayong si Nicodemus sa gabi lang nagpapakita. Diba? Ilan sa inyo dito ang born again? Yung iba, hindi nyo pa alam. O sige. Born again. Christian, followers of Christ, you are born again. If you are born again and if you're a follower of Christ, you are in the light. Amen. Amen. Okay, sigurado si Pearl. Sabi ni Pearl, yeah. Amen. So anyone who is born again is born in the light. He's not in the kingdom of darkness, he's in the kingdom of light. Diba? Kaya sinasabi dito, he who says he is in the light and hates his brother is in darkness until now. Nilulokoy mo yung sarili mo. Pag sinabi mong Christian ako, born again ako, I am in the light, but you hate your brother, you are deceiving yourself. Niloloko mo lang sarili mo. Because you are still in darkness until now. Hatred does not allow you to see the light of God's love. Sarado ang puso mo if you hate. Okay? Amen? O, yung may mga problema sa unforgiveness dyan, tama na yan. Okay? Kwaresma na. Patawarin nyo na mga yan. Huwag kayo magpatuloy sa kadiliman. Hindi maganda. Okay? Don't live in the dark. Now, verse 10, it says here, he who loves his brother abides in the light, and there is no cause for stumbling in him. How many of you, kasi paragi tayong research, na-stumble ako kay Bishop, na-stumble ako kay Father, na-stumble ako. Palagi tayong nagre-reklamo, na-stumble tayo. You know, it says here, if you love your brother and abides in the light, there is no cause for stumbling in him. You will not worry about stumbling. If you're having problem dahil na-stumble ka sa isang tao, the problem is not in stumbling, the problem is in loving. Amen? Because he who loves his brother abides in the light. And if you abide in the light, there is no cause for you to stumble. Oh, yung mga nagsasabi dyan na na-stumble sila, reevaluate your life. And verse 11, this is the scripture that I would like you to really reflect upon. But he who hates his brother is in darkness and walks in darkness and does not know where he is going because the darkness has blinded his eyes. He who hates his brother is in darkness and walks in darkness and does not know where he is going because the darkness has blinded his eyes. Not the physical eyes, but the spiritual eyes. You will not be able to see God and see what God can see if you do not love one another. The one who hates his brother lives in darkness, cannot see the light, and will continue to stumble in his life. I don't want to be stumbling all the time. Gusto niyo ba palagi kayong natutumba? There was a time in my life I kept on stumbling. Napagod na rin ako sa kakatumba. Ang dami na akong galos, ang dami kong sugat dahil sa katutumba-tumba. Start walking in the light. And how do we do that? Receive the truth. Allow the light of the truth to come in. Be humble. Then allow the light of love to come in. Stop hating your brother. Stop loving one another. And you will see more and more clearly. I pray that God will not just heal your physical eyes. I pray that God would also touch our spiritual eyes, that we might begin to see the face of Christ in every one of your brothers and see what God can also see.